It's a sad day for Baltimore. He's a great individual, great man, great person for the city, and he's going to be dearly missed. And he did everything that was right. He had to make a hard decision to leave Cleveland. You know, the Baltimore fans never wanted to steal another team from another city, and Cleveland didn't give him any opportunity to stay there for what they needed to provide to keep the Browns in Cleveland. And we were just so lucky that he came here after all the hoops that the Baltimore fans had to jump through after the Colts left town and trying to get another team here and making all these other cities build new stadiums at our expense. And for the commissioner saying that we should build a museum and not a football stadium. And you can just see that all these years, how well we've packed downtown and sold out all these games that Baltimore fans, you know, deserved what we finally got.
From the get-go. One of the things Art Modell did was he left the Browns' name in Cleveland. He left the records in Cleveland. When Bob Irsay moved to Indianapolis, he took the records and the name with him. What does that say about Art Modell?
Well, that just tells you what the kind of man he was. You know, he did the right thing. You know, that's what anybody could expect. He always thought about the fans. And, you know, even his first comment about, you know, he was so sorry to do what he had to do and hurt the fans that supported the Cleveland Browns so many years. And, you know, football is dearly going to miss that individual. And there's not too many owners like him. And we're thankful for the owner that we have right now because it's along the same lines.
And, Jerry, let me ask you a question that we've been discussing in the newsroom and all on the air today. If Art Modell hadn't decided to move his team to Baltimore, would Baltimore have gotten a team?
I think eventually, you know, whether Jacksonville would have eventually moved to Baltimore or so, it's hard to say. Those things, you know, ifs and buts for candy and nuts, we all have a Merry Christmas. So it's hard to say, but I think in the long run, Baltimore would have gotten a team, either an expansion team or another team would have moved here.
Jerry Bass of Owings Mills, thanks. I appreciate it.